Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my Lord, peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. You know, tonight, literally, I was going to speak about us dealing with God in the Spirit, as I believe I have been trying to do for the last two nights. But tonight, I got to move over to something else, okay? And that is man and woman. And I'm inspired by that because of the fact of an incident that has occurred, and it caused me so much grief until I want to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about the person. That doesn't matter. But I want to talk about how we can prevent from hurting each other as men and women who are supposed to love one another as Christ loved us, if that's okay with you. And also, my brothers and sisters, I want to say thank you because a few of y'all have been contacting me and letting me know that I haven't been praying. And I ask you to please forgive me for that. So allow me to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I love you. I'm always excited about you because, Heavenly Father, whether or not if it's to the point to where I'm out in the street or I'm getting ready to go into a castle, I know, Heavenly Father, that you are with me. So in every shape, fashion, or form, I know that I can either abound or be humble. I want to say thank you, Father God, because you enable me to know that you made it so that your son can have to be born in a manger, Heavenly Father, around smelly animals, Heavenly Father. You made it to that degree, Heavenly Father, because you wanted to be understood that regardless to what we have been born into, regardless to what we go through, regardless to what we may have, whether or not if it's a debilitating disease or otherwise, that we have the ability to show your greatness, Heavenly Father. As you said, Father God, through Jesus Christ, that foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. Father God, that means that he was homeless while he was doing the ministry. He had no place that he can call his own, Heavenly Father. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we come to understand that regardless to what we go through, that we're not going through nothing that you did not allow your Son to go through. I ask you in the name of Jesus, Father God, to touch every soul that's under the tone of the voice in which you have given me. Make it so every one of them, Heavenly Father, yokes be broken, Heavenly Father, so that they can come and be free in your liberty, having the ability to know that you are a living God, Heavenly Father. I say this in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I'm just going to give you an idea of something that happened. And again, like I said, I'm not going to get into names. There was a couple really cared about one another or seemed to have cared about one another, and they got into a big argument. Not necessarily argument, but they had a disagreement, and one of them decided to cut ties and did so in a manner that would just say, you know what, I think it would be best if we stopped. No more, no less, if we just stopped. The other one went on a warpath. The one thing that I've come to find out that we have a tendency to do, and that is when somebody is telling us our deep, dark secrets, many of us have a tendency of pushing it back into that person's face. And it's one of the things that we should never, ever do, because when a person allows themselves to entrust their life into your hands, they're doing so because they hold you in great honor by believing that you will literally treasure whatever they placed into your trust. My brothers and sisters, this young lady was hurt beyond measure. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to be with her to where I can hold her, you know, to where I can just love her and let her know that I'm there for her. But God still was able to do what he did, which enabled, allowed her to have the ability to have some people around her to help her stay strong, to help her hold on. And as a matter of fact, it turned out so well until when she was going to leave the program that she's in so that she can be with this gentleman, she's now going to complete it all the way to the 54. And the reason why I'm happy for her is because of the fact that she's doing so many wonderful things in this program. And to come out prematurely most likely would have not been good for her. But God is doing what he do. God is doing what he do. And I'm so happy for her. I'm to be honest with you, I'm overjoyed with what God has a tendency of doing. But let's get to this. Actually, do me a favor, turn your Bibles to Galatians 5. We're going to start at 16. I don't know where God is going to lead us, but we're going to start at 16. But remember, this is about women and men loving one another. Okay? But we got to start here. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness. Father God, I don't even want to try to pronounce this one, so I'm going to go to the next one. Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissension, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, and the likes of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay? I'm going to stop there. Praise God. I'm going to stop there. Understand this here. If we allow ourselves to simply love somebody emotionally, we're going to fail that person. Because when we allow ourselves to simply depend on our emotional abilities, attention to it, you fail even yourself. It's a true fact. If you think about how many times you've made many mistakes, and some of us made the same mistake over and over and over again. For instance, like, I have a sister. Her father was an abuser. This particular sister clung. I mean, she used to cling to abusers. It was amazing how she can pick them out. Like, as if she knew this person was an abuser. And she would defend them. And the reason why is because of the fact that's all she knew. That's all she understood. Now, whenever it got too much for her, then she would call my mother, because she knew that my mother would call me, and then, of course, I would cause the abuser to no longer be there. And if she met a decent man who would not hit on her, who would not say nasty words to her, who would not play games with her, it was too much for her to handle because the person was too nice. Devil loves to have the ability to bring people into your life to help destroy you, because he understands that we do not know how to stand in faith, having Christ as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, just having Christ as our Lord and Savior. And the reason why we don't is because we actually truly don't believe it. Because if we actually did, when people come off with their hatred, their nasty words, then it would not affect us. The reason why is because we would understand that we are truly children of God. So I'm not defined by what you say. I'm defined by what God says. And I come to understand the reason why you say what you say is because you don't feel good about you. So since you don't feel good about you, of course your nastiness is going to come to me when you don't feel no longer good about me. And that's why we cannot allow ourselves to depend on loving one another emotionally, because it fails every time. Because if you pay attention to what you even do to yourself, you'll see that a lot of times you be sleeping with the enemy and you're the only person in bed. You don't have the ability to look and see that Christ had freed you, given you the liberty that caused you to know that you're no longer a slave to the ways of the world. And as you know, the ways of the world literally is about hatred. Because anything that is not of God is literally everything that goes against God. And everything that goes against God is that which is evil. So, of course, you're getting the brunt of the evilness that has been produced by that of that one man, Adam, who bit the forbidden fruit, and it just passed to every man like a brush fire. This particular person, this person told this person about her having HIV. He knew a little bit about her life. And that which he knew is the same thing that he threw at her. And it hurt her, not necessarily because of the words that he used, because he was telling the truth, but because she entrusted him to use what she told him as a means for him to learn to love her unconditionally. But because of the fact that the person don't know how to love, hatred became the fire that burned through her like that of her being a piece of paper. Yet God, what the devil meant for evil, God used it for the good, because it was that which caused her to get to a point of saying, I need to be in here a little longer, because the people in here is treating me well, because the people in here is loving me, because the people in here is showing me how to deal with the ways of the world in a godly manner so that I can have the ability to give God as opposed to giving hate. A lot of people don't really know how to give love when somebody is showing them hate. Jesus talks about that in Matthew 5:44 when he said to love your enemy, pray for those who hurt you, do good to those, to be there for them, to let them know that you can actually show them the power of God at all given times. Not too many people know how to actually do that. Yet, unfortunately, because of not too many people knowing, millions of people being hurt every day. People hurting their own children. People are doing damage to their own children. Okay, check this out. Let's go to Ephesians. We're going to go start at 5 and 22. Ephesians 5 and 22. Allow me to turn on a little extra light here. I don't have my glasses with me. And I got to be honest with you, I'm just as blind as can be without my glasses. Uh-oh, this light's not working. But, okay, we're going to have to get through it. God, give me a little bit more clarity. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. All right. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Father God, thank you. Let me say that again, okay? Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church, gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So husbands love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Now, I want to stop there just for a second. He who loves his wife loves himself. So when a man is bashing a woman, beating a woman, hurting a woman, whether mentally, spiritually, or otherwise, the real act is he's showing that he actually hates him. See, because you can only be that which you are. If you don't have the ability to love, it's only because of the fact that you only have the ability to hate. Yet, this is the reality. Many of us know how to mask it. Something didn't go our way until we wanted something. Until something happened that caused that person to show their real self. And most of us, I got to be honest with you, most of us actually hate ourselves, because you're going to show who you really are when you're in a tight situation. See what I'm saying? Okay. Father God, thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, just as the Lord does the church. Now, this is a reality. If you pay attention to people who really love God, you'll see that there are people who, even if they don't have much at all, they try their best to keep what they do have in a sense of order, how it looks like. Let's say that they only have a room, and the room have a lot of stuff in it. They're going to put that room into an order to where they can easily find everything, to where they don't have to say, excuse me, excuse my room, excuse. See, because of the fact that the reality is, when you allow yourself to love you, then what happens is you want everything to be in an order. Why? Because you want to glorify God. You want God to... You want it to be as if God is getting ready to come to your house. Father God, it's not much, but I did try to put it in an order so that when you come in here, you don't have to step on anything. You can sit down and you can feel comfortable when we allow love to flow. So I ask you this here. Are you allowing love to flow through you? Are you enabling love to flow through you to a point to where you can actually say, it's going to be okay? What are you doing that allows love to flow? How are you handling it? Because the reality is, love should be able to flow on a continuous and constant basis. So when you're with your mate, or with anybody for that matter, regardless of what they did to you, you should be able to let the love of Christ shine through you so dearly. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I have a problem with a man disrespecting a woman.